Tama Pōtaka is in for a kōrero. Tama is the Minister of Māori Development. Thank you for joining us on the program. Tama, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale, ngā mihi ki te whānau.
Kia ora, it's good to talk with you. Obviously, one of the latest aspirations for the coalition government and the PM is a 75% reduction in households in emergency housing. That's an excellent idea, but are there enough houses, or do you think that some people will be pushed back into cars and out onto the streets? Bring us up to speed with your perspectives on this one, please, Tama.
Well, thank you, Dale. Thank you for that. Look, the state and the extent of emergency housing across Aotearoa New Zealand is a social, moral and cultural disaster. And it's important for us to take action and commit to ending the large-scale use of housing, including motels, and returning this to a really and briefly needed last resort for those people with genuine need. So I don't know if the listeners sort of are aware of the numbers that we're dealing with. They're still very, very high, nearly 3,000 households that are living in emergency housing. We have an intention to try and, commitment to try and bring that down to about 800 over the next 5 or 6 years. That's the focus. And when you ask, are there enough houses? I think the answer is no. There aren't enough houses for those people who are living in emergency housing, for those that need social housing, actually for all residents of New Zealand. There just simply are not enough houses available for other New Zealanders.
Tēnā koe. What's Chris asked of you? Many of these are Māori whānau who have struggled, and with respect, many of them have many challenges and could be deemed dysfunctional. So a wraparound korowai of Māori tautoko would make some sense. Do you think that Māori viewpoints are being factored in here, Māori solutions to try and address this issue, Tama?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of comments that I'd make. One is that Christopher Luxon, the Prime Minister, has asked me to lead the effort to reduce the numbers of people in emergency housing. And whānau Māori make up over half of those people in emergency housing. And there are a lot of people who aren't in emergency but housing, but are actually in emergency, and their accommodation is pretty dire. And I've been to places such as the Eastern Bay of Plenty and Northland over the last month or two, and I've seen some of the conditions that people are in. But there are good solutions out there as well, particularly with a couple of the Māori housing prototypes that have been engendered and curated under the Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga Kaupapa. And that was launched over the last couple of years with Penny Henare and others. So I want to mihi out there to those ministers who were supportive of that approach to seed and to support people like Willie Tauhu out on Toitū, Tairāwhiti and Gisborne. It's been doing some marvellous work to build houses. Definitely we need a range of solutions to build enough houses to house all residents and all New Zealanders. And some of those I've seen are on Māori land. That's got some different cost and infrastructure challenges. Some are in cities. But it wouldn't surprise you, Dale, that there are a lot of whānau Māori in that space. And also on the social housing register, again, over half of the 25,000 households on the social housing waitlist are Māori. And what I find is that it's important to not only have options for Māori housing to be built on our own whenua, but also for those people who are living in emergency housing in particular to have very effective wraparound partial care support, whether or not that's whānau order or other entities operating in the whānau and the manaaki space, the tautoko people. And my view is that all those people who are entering or getting into emergency housing, and many of the people who are going into social housing, actually need some dedicated care. You talked about some of the intersections with justice or acute hospitalisations or mental health and hauora hinengaro problems. I've had the opportunity to see some of those numbers, and they're pretty stark. There are some pretty difficult and challenging statistics around the intersections of justice, health, mental health, education, Oranga Tamariki and other dimensions of government that collide in the provision of emergency housing and actually social housing. Very sad.
Well, there's a lot of work to be done. Can we talk about the job seeker benefit? I see there were 50,000 fewer people on that benefit, or that's the target anyway. How's that going to be achieved? In a whānau, rightly, or at risk of being kicked off the benefit to achieve the target?
Yeah. I think it's important to just to reflect on some of the numbers of whānau members who are really doing it tough out there in our community, who are doing it tough. And not just in cities and urban areas, but also in rural areas and the villages throughout Aotearoa or New Tiriti. There's about 380, nearly 400,000 New Zealanders who are getting main benefits. And if you dig into those numbers a little bit more, about 40% of those whānau members who are receiving main benefits are Māori. So I think disproportionately, Māori are suffering through this poverty crisis, if I could describe it that way, and it's really been influenced a lot by the interest rates and the inflation that have confronted New Zealand over the last 3 or 5 years. So I think the context is quite a challenging one. The Minister, Louise Upston, has a target and has an approach which I think is useful in the sense that she's very focused on making sure that those people who are in genuine need are looked after, just the same as the mahi that I'm doing in emergency housing. But those that have the ability to be in employment, education or training, we're absolutely committed to supporting them to get to a space where they are in education, employment or training, and also looking to get some work that will require a little bit more of a check-in, especially with job seekers, checking with officials and our government agencies. And we have to be mindful that many of the government agencies probably haven't adopted models such as whānau order, but there is some value in those models. So I expect that Minister Upson, but also particularly our Minister of Social Investment, Minister Willis, who's also the Minister of Finance, will be dedicating a lot of effort and energy to make sure that the social investment kaupapa is live and moving, but also hopefully that whānau order is a method and a tool and a platform which we can help and wrap around, provide that sort of pastoral care, but also that that demonstration that people can get back into work, education and training and reach their potential.
Tēnā koe. And just a quick response, Taranaki Maunga with its own legal personality, and it's on its way as of yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely marvellous, and I wanted to acknowledge my whānau and uncles and aunties who worked over the last 160, 170 years to ensure that our maunga, Taranaki maunga, is looked after legally, and this is a very unique way to do it. It follows the example of our whānau Te Uruwera and also the Whanganui River, first time for maunga, and what there's no other maunga that I'd like to see this type of legal personality emerge. So I want to mihi up to all those over the years, over the decades, centuries, who have fought for this type of arrangement, but particularly the tātarakihi over the last 5 to 10 years, who have invested time, effort and energy.